Coach Dennis Hodge, your first district game, and you get a big win, and not only that, you see your freshman come of age, or your eighth grader, excuse me, come of age.
Yeah, well, you know, we have really good senior leadership. Bobby Gunn Stevens is going to have the ball in his hands as much as we possibly can, and Will Tolley as well. But after that, you know, we drop off to sophomores. You know, I thought Gavin Dickerson played extremely well. I thought Sawyer Towery played well. I thought Tyson Steele came up huge in the first half. He stepped out on the floor and played a three for us and gave us some good minutes. And, yeah, I know what everybody want to talk about is Preston Turley.
15 points leads the team.
Yeah, you know, and that obviously for me it's not a surprise. I don't know about the people at home. You know, obviously I knew that Preston Turley could play. I knew he was our best back-to-the-basket guy. When you mix him in with guys like Gavin, really unselfish players like Gavin Dickerson, like Bobby Glenn, you know, guys that really share the ball and they don't care who scores. All of a sudden, you know, you have a post player that has a lot of success.
And he is awfully poised around the basket for such a young.
See you, gentlemen. Thank y'all. Yeah, he is. He stays calm and collected. He doesn't get excited around the basket. And that's, you know, a lot of that. That's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that.
Has been.
Obviously, you know, we work consistently on post moves and around the basket. But that's just natural. He's able to play with poise and confidence, and it's probably just in his genetics, you know. He's got an uncle that's been around the game a little bit himself, too.
And he only played really half the game.
Yeah, he didn't play a lot of minutes, and that's obviously, you know, something that weighs heavy on my heart is making sure that we don't, you know, play the young kids too many minutes because he is playing eighth grade and some JV ball at this point. Now, I don't know how long that JV ball will last, but, you know, you're always tempted when you have a really nice horse, you want to ride him, and you got to be careful with that to make sure that we do the right thing by the kid and play him at the level that they need to play.
I knew you weren't surprised at his ability to score and to play as he did, but to come into a game like this, the district champion three times over, Trigg County at their place, hostile crowd, and he goes in and he just gets the job done.
You know,
it's a tough spot.
It is, but I just can't. I know you might like for me to say I'm surprised, but I'm really not because of what I have witnessed in other games, what I've witnessed in practice, and just what I know about Preston as a person. But I'll tell you another thing. You know, we've always said if even though you might be the youngest Spartan, if you're still a Spartan, you're still a Spartan, and you're going to play, you're going to fight no matter what. And when you see those older guys playing with poise and confidence, you know, in tight situations, I think it does help a little bit. But the biggest thing is that's just him, man. That's the way he's going to be for the next 5 years.
And as you said, we don't want to give it all the credit to this young guy, but it is a story when a young lad such as him comes in. But, yeah, you got some good play there down at the end from Tolley and your seniors. Tolley and Bobby Glenn made some big shots there at the end and got some turnovers.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I really saw throughout this team, we could have laid down early. We got down by 12, 14 points there at the first of the game, and we were having trouble scoring, but we just kept playing, and was able to crawl back in it. And then, you know, what happens when you crawl back in it, you just start getting more and more confidence, and as they you get more and more aggressive and getting better. Now you got to remember we're playing with three sophomores on the floor a lot and an eighth grader, so you know just the experience too will
and
just get better.
When they cooled from beyond the 3-point range is
yeah, and you know our guys helped that. You know we gave them a few, and you know our philosophy is during the summer. We don't play zone. We play man because we believe that all a zone is playing the man in your area. So we haven't played a lot of zone. But, you know, as we got out and played aggressive on the shooters, it certainly made a difference in their ability to knock down shots.
Yeah, and most of their lead came against your man-to-man when you came out in the first half.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
I'm not going to tell you that we can't or won't play man-to-man, because, you know, certainly we want to play man-to-man, but we want to play what best defense suits who we're playing against.
And their offensive rebounding was a huge factor for them early.
Yeah, I was a little upset early. I don't know if you heard me or not, but you know, we really made a point of emphasis of checking off and trying to scrap for boards and practice. And when we go out and start a game by not doing it, it kind of irritates me a little bit.
All right, Coach Hutt. Great first district win of the season. 2-0 right now. You got to feel good about that. You only won 5 games last year.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that you know, we had to sit around all season and deal with the fact that we were 5-25. And there's a lot of factors. You know, we had guys that were hurt. I probably put together a schedule that was a little too strong for the guys we had coming back, and there was a lot of reason for that. But whatever the reason. You know, at the end of the day, we had to sit around for 12 months with a 5-25 record, and that bothered Bobby and Will. I'll just tell you, it bothered them a lot.
I don't doubt it. We'll chew on this 2-0 start for a few days.
We'll enjoy it for about 2 days, and then we'll get to work on Monday.
All right, congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.